I didn't know that.
I didn't know he had his past name. No one knows where he lives. And
hey,
that's his present. Been historically.
Hello.
That way.
Hey, who do I hear?
Hey,
I hear Tony. Who else? Billy?
Yes.
Who else?
Roy. Roy.
Hey, Roy. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Good. And you?
Great. Who else?
Heather.
Hello, Heather. I'm glad you're here.
Hi. Yes, me too.
Who else? Who else?
Jeff Jones.
Who is that?
Jeff Jones.
Oh, hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Good.
Sammy's in the same household.
As Jeff Jones? What's going on here?
As me.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. That's a little strange for a moment. Tammy's in the same household as Billy, as everything should be. Just making sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So here we are. It's a new month. It's a Monday. It's a beginning. Everybody starts things on Monday. I know it's a holiday, so you could look at tomorrow as the beginning. But I really think that when I say this could be the month that everybody hits 12K, that's not just hypey talk. I mean, I've looked in everybody's cloud office. I see some people come close. Some people get about 40% of the way there. But the thing that's lacking for most of you in getting to 12K is very simply one active promoter. Honestly, like, that will get you there. And that promoter, especially if they hit their VIP, is going to get two promoters or four promoters. So you're in a position right now to hit 12K this month. And it's not that 12K is the end-all be-all. It's just an important milestone because you start getting paid a little more. So you feel like there's something substantial here. But you get some real leverage. And the climb from 12K to 40K is a lot faster than the climb from 4K to 12K. So I'm going to give you some suggestions that I think are really going to help. And I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, the ways to fail are just to abandon it. And even if you don't consciously abandon it, if you go, well, I have nobody to call, or you just put it on the back burner, or once in a while you show up on the call and you just listen, you know, all of that is going to lead you to the place where, I hate to say it, most distributors end up. Now, I've made it a point to really study some materials of network marketing lately, and this whole idea of 80-20 is pervading all of it. And I know this seems to be like a global rule, you know, 80-20 rule. But I can't be accepting of that. Now, I can be accepting of that being a reality, but I can't be accepting of that with my team. Because you guys are all people I know. You guys are all people that we talked about this, and you came in because you want to capitalize on an opportunity. So if I just leave things alone, then statistically 80% of you will fail. And because that is the accepted norm, nobody will get angry. So you'll be part of maybe another, you know, MLM where you make a few bucks here and there. But when we talk about really making the kind of money that Elise makes or that we know is possible, I think the beginning is where you set the tone. I really do. You know, having been in a health club field for my entire adult life, one of the things I learned, one of the big mistakes that health clubs make is they call people the week that the membership is going to expire. And some of them even have what they call a retention department. They have two women who sit and make those phone calls. You know, they get the list every week of who's going to expire. Not the people. I mean, the memberships expire. The people don't. And they call and they go, hey, it's time for you to renew. And the fact is, most of them never answer the phone or call back. And even if they talk to them, that decision's already made. Nobody renews because of that phone call. Nobody. The decision as to whether or not somebody will renew is made in the first month. Because if they're not understanding the virtues of the club, if they're not participating, if they're not seeing a payoff, if they don't understand how to work out, then they're going to abandon it. And then a year down the road, there's no way they're going to renew. So I think that rule, that human nature rule, applies here too. I think that the 80% are probably created in the first month because they don't get direction or they don't receive direction or they don't act or they get discouraged. So they just sort of let it fall apart. And I'm not okay with that. I'm really not. I am not going to be happy if I look at this and 20% of you are blowouts and the other 80% don't do well. So I may be an anomaly here because I do have this standard, but I do. And, man, you know, there are a lot of movies. There was one called Freedom Writers with Hilary Swank. But there are a lot of movies with this theme of, you know, kids in a really bad area. They're really messed up in high school, and there are gang fights. And there's, you know, an old movie, To Sir With Love. And so this has been remade so many times. And there's a teacher. There's always a teacher who's passionate and really wants to make a difference. And all the other teachers say, stop wasting your time. These kids will never amount to anything. Well, that movie Freedom Writers, that was a true story. And 100% of the people in her class graduated and went on to college. So you look at that and you go, you know, it is possible in a society where there's a norm that's very low to break through that. And I believe we can really get everybody here to succeed. So even though we are in an industry, in a field, in a business, in a company where 80% will fail, I'm not okay with that. So I really want you guys to understand the time to catch yourself is now. The time to catch yourself is now. I don't think that what I have to do is uncover the superstars here. Again, I know that's standard in multi-level marketing is you find your superstars and you give them the most attention. I am not a fan of the New England Patriots because I'm a Jets fan, but you cannot help but admire the team and Bill Belichick because they've never been a team of superstars. I mean, yeah, they have a star quarterback who everybody knows, but really they're just a team of really good players who have taught a really good system. And that's what I think we could have here. I want everybody to succeed. So, okay, those of you who are not on the call, I'm going to post this recording. So if you're hearing the recording and weren't on the call, I understand it's a holiday. I understand there were things to do. But I'm going to say that's like the major little commitment. That's the one that if you can't get on the call, you know, if you can't even get on the call, then the odds of you succeeding are slim. So I would say the discipline is no matter what, get on the call. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody can step into a different room or sit in the car for 10 minutes. So I'm not speaking to the ones who are here. I'm speaking to the ones who aren't. I won't miss one of these calls. And the reason is I want to see everybody here succeed. So how do you succeed? Well, I've been thinking this through, and there are some things that I think are important. One is awareness. I think it's really important to go into your cloud office every single day. Now, I know there are some of you who, when I talk to you, you go, well, can you walk me through it? I really don't know how to do that. You have to start going in there. And you just have to look at whatever is next for you. In other words, if you're brand new right now and you're working toward your VIP 800, that's the only thing you should look at are those pie charts. Because there's no reason to get overwhelmed. There's no reason to shoot for the sky. You just want to get your bonuses. So that's where you look. Now, if you've passed that point, now you look at your volume chart. And if you're shooting for 4K, you need that awareness every day. Where am I in relation to my outcome? Where am I in relation to that number? And if you're at 6% now, okay, it's the third day of the month. That's okay if you want to land at 4K. But if you want to land at 12K, then you have to look at that and you have to go, I need to step things up. So I think awareness is really important. So far what I've asked you are two things. Be on a call 3 days a week, even if you're on for 10 minutes. Honestly, I'd be happy with that. Just get on the call. Second thing is check your cloud office every day. That will take you 4 minutes. You can do it from your phone. So the commitment that I'm asking for right now takes a total of, if you're going to be on the call for 10 minutes and you're going to check your cloud office every day, an hour a week with the potential to earn hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, once you're on the call, I would say there's another step that's going to separate those who succeed easily from those who don't, and that is participate. Now, I know I've been taking the lead on this call, so I'm not talking about right this minute, but most of the time, I'll ask, does anybody have anything they want to share? And it's really not for the social benefit. It's not so we can chat. That's not the reason we do it. It's so we can get better. So when I ask the question, does anybody have anything they want to share? That means a question, and if you go, well, I don't have any questions, but I'm not signing people up, then the question is, what could I do to sign people up? And I'm not kidding. That's the question you could ask. and we'll explore it and we'll figure it out and everyone else will benefit. It doesn't have to be a specific question. Now, if you have product questions, if you want to know about sucralose, we can bring that up, but that's not the reason for these calls. The reason for these calls is this is your business now, and it's to make you more adept at generating business, make you more successful in your business. So any question related to what's the next step for me, how can I close people better, how can I get promoters, when you ask those questions, you're getting benefit from the calls. And when I say share experiences, there are really two different types of experiences you can share. One is it will benefit other people, and that's simply altruistic. That's you just talking about a really good experience where you go, you know what, I went to a doctor's office, I had an appointment for a checkup, and I spoke to the receptionist and the people in the waiting room, and they all signed up, and I never thought about it, but that was a really – so you share that, and people go, oh, that's not a bad idea. Wherever I am, I could talk to people. The other is, you know, I had this promoter lined up. He was perfect for it. And when it came to the moment that I asked him to commit, he said no. And if you share that experience, then we get to address it and not only come up with a better outcome, but also know how to address those things in the future. So in building teams, I'm always looking at how do I make the team better by making the individuals better. But you got to be in the game. You got to be willing to participate. You got to be willing to step up. On a daily basis, this business is really simple. You can take a sheet of paper and you can write on that paper, customer, promoter, and just come up with some way that you're going to try to get one of each today. Will you always hit it? No, but if you don't try and you don't focus, then you definitely won't hit it. So every single day, customer, promoter. And sometimes it means, okay, revisit Mike. I gave him samples on Wednesday. Other times it's make it a point to just talk to somebody in Whole Foods today when I go food shopping. But there's got to be some kind of action, as there would be for any business. Like, honestly, if this were just a networking group for business owners, the same things that I'm saying would be true. You've got to find a way on a daily basis to target a customer and a promoter. And then the final thing, and really if you listen to the short list that I gave you, there's a lot here in terms of you being successful, and none of it is complicated. And the last thing I'm going to tell you is figure out better. Figure out how to be better at this. Listen. Personal trainers are notorious for surrounding themselves in their ego. Now, I know nobody here would admit that they do that, but I would say every personal trainer except you guys surrounds themselves with their ego. Now, part of it is there's got to be a little bit of bravado. You know, you walk around the gym and you're like, I know what I'm doing and I'm the guy and look at me because I'm the one who's going to train you. So a little of that comes with the territory. But because we're not conventionally put in groups where we learn to work as teams, then that ego thing becomes isolating and you feel like I got to figure it out for myself. And in this case, you don't. I'm 100% committed to helping you guys figure out how to be better. So even if it's uncomfortable for you, if you want to succeed, man, reach out to me and Jenny and Janelle and anybody else who has, you know, expertise. But if you miss or if things aren't working the way they should, then you have a choice. You could just let things fall where they will, or you could reach up to somebody and go, hey, how could I be better at this? And when you ask those questions, listen, I don't have every answer. I just have a lot of experience in this field. I have a lot of experience in studying persuasion. I have a lot of experience in selling fitness products. I have a lot of experience in getting people to say yes. So although I'm sure you're very good at everything you do, if your outcome isn't what you'd like it to be, then try to just nudge your ego out of the way and go, you know what, Phil, I'm just not getting as many customers. I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm giving out samples. They're just not doing it. What do you think we could do? There's no shame in that. In fact, it's much the opposite. It's a part of getting better. And you know what? I don't know that I always have the answer, but at least I'll have an approach we can try. I spent 20 years being a consultant for major companies. So that's what I do is I come in and I look at how can we do things better. So if you guys realize that you are business owners and we are a team, then I'm just asking you to accept that I want you to succeed and I'm willing to help you. But you've got to be willing to throw the rope. All right, let me open it up to any thoughts, any comments, any questions, any experiences, anything at all. Does anybody have anything they want to share?
I had an interesting experience on vacation on the cruise.
Tell us, Tony.
It was primarily my wife, not just me, was striking up conversations with the because we had the patch on. When people ask me about the patch, because even though for those of you who have been on cruise, you may know that it's not unusual for people to be wearing things because of motion sickness. But we struck up 4 different conversations with people who were willing to give us the information, get more information regarding Thrive. And I think had I had my conversation with Phil beforehand, I would have been better equipped to handle it, because up until this point, I didn't realize how clumsy my conversation was about introducing people to Thrive because they were requesting, because they were inquiring about the patch. But even so, they were still willing to give information. And I actually met a woman who knew what it was right away, and she goes, I lost 60 pounds on Thrive, which was pretty enlightening. And she said she had stopped doing it, and she said she wanted to get my information because she wanted to start thriving again. So that was encouraging for me.
So what's the lesson, Tony? Like, if there's a lesson for everyone to get from that, what would you want them to know?
I would give 2 lessons. Number one, that there is a need and the need is everywhere. And number 2, to start brushing up on how to translate those inquiries into real, true possibilities.
Right. And what is your opinion now on just giving samples to somebody who expresses a question regarding the product?
I won't do it anymore. That's just my feeling. For me,
why?
It's been clumsy. It's been a barrier. I haven't spoken to – well, no, that's not true. 2 things have happened. Either I've followed up with them and they go radio silence, or – they say I haven't done it yet, or they feel like me giving them the sample is them, like they feel the need to report back to me, like they're giving an evaluation rather than looking to see about gaining an experience. They're telling me like, well, it was like this, was like that, the patch was like this. I mean,
they're critics. They become reviewers.
Exactly, they're doing reviews.
They're Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly. So it's just been a barrier to getting people to move forward.
All right. So don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying never give out samples. I'm just saying don't think giving out samples is going to do the job for you. It won't. So if you have somebody who's compelled and they're really interested and you tell them, start this thing tomorrow. I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want to see how you feel. You know, make sure you start with a half dose. If you really do that and then follow up the next day, sure, that can work. But I think what's missing for many of you is the sample is your go-to. And because that's your go-to, you miss the opportunity to compel them in the moment. And even if you've never done this sort of thing before, guys, I'm promising you this is what works. And this isn't just Phil. This is science. This is neuroscience. I'm going to say what I've said before. When somebody makes a decision, they always make the decision in emotional mindset. Always. And the perfect illustration of this is if you think of times in your life that you've made really stupid decisions. And believe me, I could write a book called Stupid Decisions I Made, and then I can come out with a volume 2 and volume 3. So I have some reference for this. But with every one of those decisions that you look back and you say, what an idiot I was, you didn't make the decision because it made sense. You made the decision because in the moment it felt right. In the moment it felt like the right thing to do, even if it was really stupid. So that's when people decide, when in the moment it feels like the right thing to do. So if you get somebody emotionally compelled enough to desire a product that will make them feel better, If you get them emotionally compelled enough to get them excited about the possibility that their health is about to improve, then that's the moment that they are most likely to say yes. So if in that moment you give them a sample, now you're going to speak to them in a different mindset. And if it's as Tony laid out, if they're like now feeling like they have to be the critic and they go, well, Tony, I think I might have felt more energy, but not much energy, not like you described. I think I had a little stomach ache, but I'm not really sure because I did have a few drinks the night before. And they're reporting, they're in linear, you don't make decisions in that mindset. So I don't say there's anything wrong with giving out samples, but give them only in the case that somebody's compelled and not ready to make the decision. So again, I'm not saying the samples are the problem. I'm saying you skip the necessary step, which is let me try to get them to say yes right now. Because if you never try to get them to say yes right now, they never will. So you, at least it's worth a shot, and then it's worth honing the skill. Because the first time you do it, you might feel clumsy. You might go, so you want to maybe try the, maybe now, you know, we could like maybe order it for you? Nah. Like that's what people do the first time. And they walk away and they go, no. So if you walk away from that conversation going, ooh, that doesn't work, then you're going to be in the 80%. But if you walk away from that conversation going, I got to get better at this, then you do. And I'm telling you, I have not had a single person resent the decision, get mad at me for making the decision. I have customers who are complete and total strangers. I have customers who went through my Alive program. I have customers who went through my Reboot. I have not had one complain. Not to say that they all got a profound effect, but nobody has come back and said, why'd you sell me this shit? It's never happened. So that's why I'm 100% comfortable going for that commitment right now in the conversation. And I want to tell you magic words for you guys. I'm doing this. I want you to do it. I want to see how you do with it. That is so important because it's the feel, felt, found. It's the human connection. It's the I'm doing it, so it must be good. And I care about you, and I want you to get the outcome. So there's this bonding element that is purely emotion. So this is my urging on this call about the calls. If you walk away from this call and go on with your day and go, well, yeah, we got another call on Wednesday, this will have been totally impotent. But if you walk away from this call going, you know, what Tony shared with me was a good lesson. Or what Phil just said, yeah, I have been doing that. I've been saying, hey, you interested? And they go, yeah. And I go, here's a sample. You're missing the in-between that gets them to say yes. And, you know, I was inclined to read you guys the text that I get from people who take samples. It's always a, yeah, I get my paycheck on Friday. Or, yeah, still haven't tried it. Or just did the patch yesterday. You know, and you scratch your head. You go, what's wrong with these people? But the fact is, you let them go beyond the moment of being compelled. So, again, I'm not saying giving samples doesn't work. I know people have great success with that. But my experience is if I can get them to commit right now, I'm certainly going to go for it. And then I'll mention one more thing. This is not expensive. Period. You have to know that. Now, if you're looking at your bank account and you're going, well, I don't even have a spare $10, let alone $190 a month, so it is expensive. Well, understand then you are in this mindset. You're in a mindset of lack. And the whole idea that you're on this call is to get you out of lack. So you got to change the mindset first. So if you're empathizing with people who think it's expensive, then you're selling them on their own limitation. So what I compare it to is what I have the people on my program spend anyway. They were spending $250, $260 a month to buy different bottles of product. This replaces all of it. So $190 is cheaper than $260. And by the way, I think $260 was affordable because it's an investment in their health. So you got to come from the place right now of you're absolutely going to succeed. You know that this works because other people are doing it. You know that it makes you feel good. You know that it's legitimate and sound. You know that right here on the call are other people like you who are pursuing the same thing. The only thing that will bring you to that place of the 80% is a flawed mindset and an inability to act. Any final thoughts, comments, questions on anything at all? How about either, man, this call sucked, or, hey, this was helpful, or, eh, you know what, I didn't get much out of it. Honestly, I'm asking for that. Because the silence makes me hang up the phone and go, oh, I have no idea how they received that.
I didn't get anything out of it.
I'm sorry, two of you talking at once. Try again.
Phil, I didn't get anything out of it.
Okay. Then
you know why?
Let's...
Because I just got on the call about 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Then I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you the recording. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you will email me back and either say, Phil, you know what? I still didn't get anything out of it. Or we'll set up another time to talk where I'll make sure you get something out of it.
I was joking about that.
Okay.
I was in a private. That's why.
Okay, but I'm not joking. I will send you the recording, and I really want to make sure, because when I tell you I'm committed to this, I am. Guys, I don't have a free middle of the day to do these calls. Like, this is not just a fun thing for me. This is now a part of my business. I'm building my business, and the beauty of it is I could build it with people I like and watch them build their business. So I know you were joking, but I'm not. I'm receiving your joke. But I'm also saying I want you to get something out of it, even if you just were on for the last 5 minutes. So I will make sure that I get that recording posted quickly.
That's awesome. Thank you. Did you get my email thing, by the way?
I did, Gary. I did. I'll respond. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
I found it helpful. Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Actually, I got an experience. I had a client that purchased the Thrive Experience. She tried it for a couple of days. Of course, she's had some issues at work and this and that, and her mood swings. But she's like, she put a hold on her auto ship, and she sent me a message. Why? Because she hasn't gotten anything out of it in doing it for like 5 days, and she wants to think about it more and experience it. She's been on and off it also more before she makes the commitment. So I was like, well, keep trying it, and if you go on and off it, you're not going to get anything out of it. What do you do with somebody like that? That's like, she was all gung-ho about it, but then now she's having issues with work and I guess with life, so it's throwing off her whole balance.
Well, as a personal trainer, you're a coach, correct?
Yes. And that's why she did it, because she respects what I do.
Right. Okay. I'm just reading you a text that I just got. Phil, stuck to your program, did the Thrive every single day, 21 days, lost 9 pounds, continuing with everything. Do you have any advice as to go where to go from here? And I responded saying 9 pounds is great, and I explained that not only did she just lose weight, but she sped metabolism. So I'm directing her toward my next program, and she can't wait until her next order shows up. So there's something to be said about the way they are coached. So,
right.
You know, if we leave everything to random, then people who live random lives will have random outcomes, right? Many people live chaotic lives. And that's why they need a trainer, and that's why they need a coach. Because, you know, Roy, you meet people and you go, do you exercise? And they go, well, I did, but then I didn't. And then I did, but then I didn't. And then I did, right?
Right.
Whatever, however they package it. So they need you to guide them.
Right.
Well, the same thing is true here. Nobody's going to get a benefit if they do something for 2 days and then stop, and then 4 days and then stop. So I just want you to contrast what I just read you with what this client said to you. So I think at a point there's a hard line conversation, not a gentle conversation. And I don't mean you become an asshole, but I mean it's, look, this works, but the only way it works is if you stick to it because it works over time. You know, probiotics are going to colonize in your gut, but if you start and stop and start and stop, it's a total waste of time. So I would confront it. I would go, so here's the question. Do you want to really give this a shot and see how good it could make you feel, or do you want to continue to feel the way you do? Now, if she goes, no, no, I want to continue to feel the way I do. I want to be miserable and indecisive the rest of my life, then honestly, Roy, I'd walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
But if she says, Yeah, of course I'd like to feel better. You go, okay, listen, then here's what we're going to do. I'm going to text you 3 days a week just to make sure you're taking the product, because you can't evaluate it at least until you get through 8 weeks.
Right.
So I think, you know, that's what we have to do. When you say, what do you do with a person like this? I think we coach them, you know, and there are some customers who will just love it and stick to it. And there are some customers who are going to need a little bit more TLC, you know, and here's
right.
one that clearly needs a little bit of coaching. So
right.
we can't say that everybody's going to respond the same way. We can't say that everybody's going to have the same outcome. But that's the beauty of what we do, is we coach people. So we're not asking them to be perfect, but when they need direction, we have to be able to deliver it in a very firm way. Not, you know, well, maybe you should. It really has to be, hey, look, I'm the expert. I'm telling you, do this thing. If you want an outcome, you have to do it every day. So
and
do you want to feel good or not?
About this?
What's
yeah,
that?
The ironic part about this is she's a lifer with my fitness training. She's a okay. lifer, and she's even said it. She's not going anywhere. So the problem is, if she's a lifer with the other part, why can't she get – I mean, I find that with the nutrition aspect of my –
Yeah, but don't say why can't she. It's a bad question to ask, because then you'll get an answer. Like
okay.
if you go, why can't she, then you'll go, because she's an idiot, and that's just the way it is. So don't even ask that question. Just go, what do I have to do to get her to stick to it? That's a better question. And I think, you know,
okay.
you can say that to her. You go, look, you're a lifer. You're committed. You believe in me. Here's what I'm telling you to do. So listen to me. Take this every day.
Okay.
All right? So as we go through these experiences, we'll get better and better at handling them. So I'm glad you shared that. All right, guys. We will talk individually if you'd like to between now and Wednesday. And then we get together, of course, again Wednesday at 1:10. And I'm hoping that you guys start to do what I said. Look at your back office every day. Get an awareness of where you're at. Be on the calls. Participate on the calls. Reach out to me or Jenny when you think you could use some help. And you don't even have to know specifically what the help is. It could just be, hey, Phil, I could use some help. We can talk about what it is. And every single day, just if you want to get yourself a journal or a sheet of paper, just write down customer, promoter, and come up with some action to pursue both of those every single day, and it starts to take care of itself. 80-20 rule doesn't apply here. I want every single one of you to succeed. Until we speak again, be better, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, Phil.